We export a lot, and exports are required. I remember having a conversation with a cotton guy back home, and this was before we lifted the export ban on crude oil. He came to me and said, "Oh, but don't do that. That's terrible. We got to keep that crude oil here. Don't lift that ban." And I said, "Well, would you like the same kind of ban on exporting cotton?" He kind of started thinking. You see the wheels in his mind going. He goes, "Never mind. Don't worry about that. I'm good." So production agriculture is dependent. Americans can't eat everything we grow, and so we're going to have exports. You know, I was at the convention the other night. Mr. Trump lit up the current version of TPP, all those kind of good things. But we've got to be able to be in a position to trade American goods fairly and in as economically balanced way as we can with other nations. And the only way you can force other nations to abide by fair trading standards is if you get into an agreement with them, and you've got an agreement that what you're going to do, and then you hold them accountable for that. So I heard him say, "We're going to hold our trading partners accountable for not breaking the rules." That's music to our ears, because we typically do. And when we don't, as you saw with cotton, we make some titanic changes in order to try to get in compliance with the agreements that we've made with other countries. And so I like the part about holding other countries accountable, but we have to have trade deals that allow production agriculture to compete against countries in which they're subsidizing their own farmers far more than we're helping ours, and trying to level out that playing field. You can't do that without trade deals.
Now, farm groups favoring the deal are pressing Congress to consider the measure after the November elections, but Politico is saying that all of the anti-trade campaigning makes it exceedingly difficult to get TPP through an already wary Congress, making passage not impossible, but very unlikely.